Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig, in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Daf Yud Gimel begins with the Gemara before on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis and the base. The Gemara brings down the following machoikes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. If someone says, Harei Olai Kebechor, Rabbi Yaakov says that one is Aser. Harei Olai Kebechor is considered a neder. Rabbi Yehuda on the other end is Matir. The Gemara explains that the machoikes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, if Harei Olai Kebechor is Aser or Matir, is dependent if we consider a Bechor a Dover HaNadar or a Dover HaAser, since there is Alacha of Kiyidar, that one needs a Chiyidar B'Dover HaNadar, that in order for Hatfasa to work, one has to be Matvis in a Dover HaNadar. How do we consider a Bechor? Is a Bechor considered a Dover HaNadar, or is a Bechor considered a Dover HaAser? The Gemara explains that the reason why Rabbi Yaakov understands that a Bechor is considered a Dover HaNadar, even though Lechira Bechor is Kaddish B'mei Imai, is as the Gemara says, Mishum Rabbi Amru Minayin Unilad Bechor B'seich Beisai Shem Mitzvah L'Akdishai Sh'ne'emar HaZachar Taktish. And since there is a mitzvah to be Maktish Bechor, for that reason Rabbi Yaakov understands that a Bechor is considered a Dover HaNadar. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda understands that even though there is a mitzvah to Maktish Bechor, but still a Bechor is considered a Dover HaAser, not a Dover HaNadar, since, as the Gemara says, Ki oi maktish oi miloi miktish, even without its Kedusha, it has its own Kedusha, mimeimai. Now, to understand the machloikis between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, if since there is a mitzvah laktishai, is the Bechor considered a Dover HaNadar, only a Dover HaAser? And to understand the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov, that based on the mitzvah laktishai, we consider a Bechor a Dover HaNadar, even though it has Kedusha already, we find three basic Mahalchim and Achrenim. The Brisker Rav in Nazir Daftawad explains that Rabbi Yaakov understands that a Bechor is considered a Dover HaNadar based on the mitzvah laktishai is not because we say that with his Hektish it is Chal Kedusha on the Bechor. With his Hektish there is no Kedusha that is Chal on the Bechor, since the Bechor already has Kedusha. But rather, there is a mitzvah to do a Maisa Hektish. And from that it is possible to do a Maisa Hektish, and it is possible to do a Maisa Hektish of being Maktish an animal B'Kedushas Bechor. For that reason, Bechor is no longer considered a Dover HaAser, but rather a Dover HaNadar. That we say, that one can only be Matfis B'Dover HaNadar and not B'Dover HaAser, is because a person cannot be Matfis in an Isser which is a Chalois HaTayr. A person can only be Matfis in an Isser which is a Chalois that could come about through a person. And from that there is a mitzvah laktishai, one sees that a person has the ability to create a Kedushas Bechor. Just it happens to be that with his Maisa Hektish, he is not creating a Kedushas Bechor, since the Bechor already has Kedusha. But still, from that one can do a Maisa Hektish of Bechor, one sees that a person has the ability to create a Kedushas Bechor. And since a person has the ability to create a Kedushas Bechor, for that reason a Bechor is no longer considered a Dover HaAser, but rather it is considered a Dover HaNadar. That is how the Brisker Rav explains the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov, that for that reason Rabbi Yaakov considers a Bechor a Dover HaNadar and not a Dover HaAser. Rabbi Yehuda on the other end who argues, and Rabbi Yehuda says that a Bechor is not considered a Dover HaNadar, but rather a Dover HaAser. As the Gemara explains, Ki oi maktish oi miloi miktish, can be understood in one of two ways. Either one can explain, the Rabbi Yehuda understands that we say that there is a mitzvah to maktish a Bechor, does not mean that there is a mitzvah to do a Maisa Hektish to a Bechor. Since a Bechor already has Kedusha, the mitzvah to maktish the Bechor cannot possibly mean that there is a mitzvah to do a Maisa Hektish to the Bechor. But rather, Mishum Chavivos Mitzvah, as we find in the Yireim and the Sefer Aparnes Siman Shin Beis, in order to show that he wants this animal to be a Bechor, for that reason there is a mitzvah laktishai. But again, there is no Maisa Hektish taking place. And since there is no Maisa Hektish taking place, for that reason Rabbi Yehuda understands that even though there is a mitzvah laktishai, that still is not a raya, that a person has the ability to create a Kedushas Bechor. Only had the mitzvah laktishai been a mitzvah to do a Maisa Hektish, would we see that a person has the ability to create a Kedushas Bechor? And since we do not see that a person has the ability to create a Kedushas Bechor, for that reason Rabbi Yehuda understands that a Bechor remains a Dover Ha'aser. That there is such a thing as a Kedushas Bechor is only a Chalais HaTorah. And a person does not have the ability to create such a Chalais. That is one way how one can understand the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Another way how one can explain the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is by saying that even if Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Yaakov, the mitzvah akdisha means that there is a mitzvah to make a maisa hektish, and therefore from there one sees that kedushas bechor, that one has the ability to create a kedushas bechor. But still, in order for atvasa to work, in order to consider a bechor a davar hanader and not a davar aser, one needs that the kedushas bechor itself should be a man-made kedusha. Just because a person has the ability to create such a kedusha is not enough. In order to be matvis in a bechor, one needs that the actual kedusha of the bechor is a kedusha that a person made and not a kedusha that came about through the chalais hatorah. And since the kedusha of the bechor is a kedusha that came about through the chalais hatorah and is not a man-made chalais, for that reason we consider a bechor a davar ha'aser, not a davar hanader. That is another way how one can explain the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So again, according to the Brisker Rav explains that Rabbi Yaakov understands that a Bechor is a Davar HaNoder based on that we say Mitzvah L'Akdishai, is because from that there is a Mitzvah L'Akdishai, one sees that a person has the ability to create a Kedushas Bechor, and that itself is enough to consider a Bechor a Davar HaNoder and not a Davar HaAser. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, explains Rabbi Yaakov differently. Rabbi Shimon explains that Rabbi Yaakov understands that a Bechor is considered a Davar HaNoder and not a Davar HaAser, is because Rabbi Yaakov understands that there is a mitzvah l'akdishai, is because the Torah said that besides for the kedushas habechor that the animal has in me'imai, there is a mitzvah l'akdishai, there is a mitzvah to makdish a kedushas bechor b'kedushas piv. Now this animal has kedushas bechor for two reasons. First of all, it has kedushas bechor because it was kadosh b'kedushas bechor me'imai, and second of all, it has kedushas bechor because the person himself was makdish the animal b'kedushas bechor, and that is a mitzvah l'akdishai. And since this animal has kedushas bechor because he was makdish this animal b'kedushas bechor, for that reason we consider a bechor a davar hanader and not a davar ha'aser. Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand argues, and Rabbi Yehuda understands that even though there is a mitzvah l'akdishai, but the kedusha that this animal has, a kedushas bechor that this animal has, is only kedusha me'imai, is only the kedusha that it had from me'imai. There is no kedushas bechor from his hektish. And therefore, Behuda understands we consider a bechor a davar ha'aser, not a davar ha'anoder. So again, according to Reb Shimon understands that Reb Yaakov says that a bechor is a davar ha'anoder, not a davar ha'aser, because with his hektish, there is kedushas bechor that came about through his hektish. Now this animal has kedushas bechor because of his hektish, and that is why we consider a bechor a davar hanoder. L'chaira, there is a tremendous nafkamina between these two mahalchim as far as how to understand the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov. If someone says hare like a bechor, before he was mekayim his mitzvah of being makdish the bechor, before he was mekayim his mitzvah of being makdish the bechor, at that point, do we consider a bechor a davar hanoder, or do we say that at that point a bechor is only considered a davar ha'aser? According to Biskarov, that Rabbi Yaakov understands that bechor is considered a davar hanoder is because from that one sees that there is a mitzvah to make a maisa hektish, from there one sees that one can create a kedushas bechor. Then if someone said hare like a bechor, even if he was not yet makdish the animal, still, kedushas bechor is a davar hanoder and not a davar ha'aser. And for that reason, according to Rabbi Yaakov, the atvasa will be considered a atvasa. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Shimon's understanding in the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov, that Rabbi Yaakov understands that a bechor is considered a davar hanoder is only because there is a mitzvah l'akdishai, and through his hektish, there is now a kedushas bechor because of his hektish. Then one can say that a bechor is considered a davar hanoder is only after he was makdish the Bechor, since only at that point does the Bechor have Kedusha because of his hektish. And so too we find in the Lecha Mishnah in Perek Aleph Melchus Adar Malachat Esvav, that the Lecha Mishnah says that one can be matvis in a Bechor is only after he was mekayim the mitzvah of being makdish the Bechor. If he was not yet mekayim the mitzvah, The whole kedusha of the bechor is only mimei imai. Such a bechor is considered a davar aser, not a davar anoder. In the Machane Ephraim, Ochir one sees a third mahalach as far as how to understand the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov. The Machane Ephraim in Hochas and Darim Semenyot brings down the following sheet of the Torah. The Torah says if one has an object that is two isurim, that is aser because of two isurim, one of the isurim is a davar aser, and the second isur is a davar anoder. For example, if he made a neder not to eat machos asuras, then now the machos asuras are aser because they are machos asuras, which is an iser, which is a davar aser, and second of all, they have an iser neder, which is a davar anoder. And now he was matvis another object in the first object that is aser with these two isurim. Is that considered matvis bedavar aser, or do we say no? That is considered matvis bedavar hanoder. The Torah says that such a tfasa is considered being matvis bedavar aser and not bedavar hanoder. And therefore that tfasa will not work. And so too we find in Tesis before in Dafi Beisim and Aleph, that is a sheet of Tesis in his second Teretz. The Machane Ephraim asks, if so, what is the pshat in our Gemara? What is the pshat in that Rabbi Yaakov says that atfasa b'bechor helps since there is a mitzvah lakt ishai? Since even without his hektish, it was kaddish by itself, it was kaddish m'me'imai, even though there is a mitzvah lakt ishai, it should be considered as if one has a chefetz that is aser with two isurim, that one of the isurim is a davar anoder, and the second isur is a davar aser, and therefore we should apply the halacha of the Torah, that such a atfasa is considered a atfasa b'davar ha'aser, and therefore the atfasa is not a atfasa. From the Machane Ephraim, Ulcheir one sees that the Machane Ephraim understood the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov that there is a mitzvah lakdishai is a new kedusha, is not the same kedusha as bechor. Had it been the same kedusha as bechor, and now the animal has kedusha as bechor because of two reasons, Ulcheir the Machane Ephraim would not have been able to ask from our Gemara on the Shita of the Torah. That the Torah says that if one is matzvis in an object that has two isurim, one isur is a davar aser and one isur is a davar anoder, that atfasa does not work, is only because he's being matzvis in an object with two different isurim. But as far as Rabbi Yaakov, that he's being matzvis in an object that has kedushas bechor, it only has one kedusha. Just this kedushas bechor is here because of two reasons. First of all, it has this kedushas bechor because it was kaddish m'me'imai. And second of all, it has this Kedushas Bechor because of his Hekdesh. For that reason, Rabbi Yaakov understands that Kedushas Bechor is a Dover Anoder and not a Dover Aser. Since the Dover Aser is not a separate Iser. So from the Machane Ephraim, Ulcheir one sees as a Shmuel's Medayik and Simon Yud Beis, that the Machane Ephraim understands that Rabbi Yaakov says that based on the Mitzvah Lakdisha we consider a Bechor a Dover Anoder and not a Dover Aser, is because with his hektish, he is creating a new hektish. He is creating a new iser. And now this bechor has two isurim. First of all, it is aser because of the kedusha that it had in the imai. And second of all, it has isurim because of the hektish that the person was maktish. That there is a new hektish taking place with his mitzvah laktishai, Ulcheir one can explain that there is a mitzvah laktishai, with his hektish, he's not being maktish the animal b'kdushas bechor, but rather he's being maktish the animal b'kdushas kochim kalim. And that is a new kedusha that he's being maktish the animal, and that is a new iser that this animal has. And for the reason Rabbi Yaakov says that a bechor is a dover hanoder and not a dover aser. That way explains that there are two ways as far as how to understand the mitzvah laktishai. Is there a mitzvah laktishai b'kdushas bechor? Or is there a mitzvah lakdisha inu kedusha? Is Ulcheir a mefurish machlokes harishonim? Rashi and Erchin daf chav tesam and aleph, and so too we find in Rabbeinu Gershom explain that we say that there is a mitzvah lakdisha means that there is a mitzvah lakdisha l'shem bechor. On the other hand, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Bechiris Lachadalad and the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeya Simen Shin Vav Sif Aleph understand that the mitzvah lakdisha is to say harei zeh kodesh. And they do not say that there is a mitzvah to makdish the animal b'kdushas bechor, but rather all one says is harei zeh kodesh. Ulcheir one can explain according to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch when he says harei zeh kodesh, he's being makdish the animal b'kdushas kochim kalim. That is Ulcheir how the Machane Ephraim understands the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov. Now to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda according to Machane Ephraim, Ulcheir one can explain that Rabbi Yehuda understands that with his hektesh it is not chalanu kedusha. And since it is not chalanu kedusha, for that reason we consider a bechor a davar ha'aser, not a davar another. But from the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, ki oy maktesh oy mi oy mektesh, it is mashma that Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rabbi Yaakov is because Rabbi Yehuda understands that since even without his hektesh, it had kedusha, for that reason we consider a bechor a davar ha'aser. B'chira, one can explain the shita of Rabbi Yehuda based on the Torah that we mentioned before. As we mentioned before, the Torah understands if one has an object that is aser with two isurim, one isur is a davar aser and the other isur is a davar another, and one is matfis in that object, that atfasa is not considered atfasa, that atfasa is considered atfasa b'davar aser and not b'davar another. For that reason, one can explain that even though Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Yaakov that with his hektesh he is creating a new kedusha, still Rabbi Yehuda understands that a bechor is considered a davar aser and not a davar another, since it is aser, because of the kedusha that it had memeimai. So again, there are three mahalchim that achrenim as far as how to understand the shita of Rabbi Yaakov. Either pshat Rabbi Yaakov is because Rabbi Yaakov understands a mitzvah l'akdisha means that there is a mitzvah to make a maisa hektesh, and from there one sees that one can create a kedushas bechor. That is how the Brisk Rav explains Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, explains Rabbi Yaakov that Rabbi Yaakov understands that there is a mitzvah l'akdishai. With his hektish, now the animal is kadosh b'kedushas bechor for two reasons. First of all, it is kadosh b'kedushas bechor because of the kedusha that it had memeimai, and second of all, it has kedushas bechor because of his hektish. According to the Machan Ephraim, Uchira, the pshat in Rabbi Yaakov is that Rabbi Yaakov understands that there is a mitzvah l'akdishai through his hektish, he's creating a new kedusha that it did not have previously. Now, as far as Rabbi Yehuda, according to all the pshatim, one can explain that Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rabbi Yaakov is because Rabbi Yehuda understands that there is a mitzvah l'akdishai, is as we explained, b'shem the Yireim and the Sefer Aparnis, is only mishum chavivos ha-mitzvah, in order to show that he wants this animal to be bechor, for that reason there is a mitzvah l'akdishai. But there is no maisa hektish taking place, and with his hektish, there is no kedusha being chal on the bechor. In the Achreinim, we find a number of shailas as far as this halach of mitzvah l'akdishai. For example, in the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Yidches of Katan Lamed, we find that the Minchas Chinuch has a following safek. What is the halacha if it was noilad bechor to a katan who is a mufla samach leish? A katan who is at the age of mufla samach leish already has the ability to makdish. And the katan went and was mekayim his mitzvah by being makdish to bechor. And now he became a gadol. Is he mechuyev again to be chayzer and makdish this bechor after he became a gadol or not? The safek of the Minchas Chinuch is dependent upon how to understand mitzvah l'akdishai. If we are to understand that mitzvah l'akdishai is because through his hektish he's creating kedusha, and there is kedusha that is being chal through his hektish, for that reason we would say that as long as the katan at the time that he was mufla samach lish was makdish the bechor, there is nothing left for him to do when he becomes a gadol. He was already makdish the bechor. Whatever kedusha the bechor could have, that there is a mitzvah l'akdishai, the bechor already has. And therefore, there will be no longer any mitzvah l'akdishai once he becomes a gadol. On the other hand, if we are to understand the mitzvah l'akdishai is just a mitzvah l'akdishai, but there is no kedusha that is being chal with his hektish, then we could say that even though he was makdish the animal ba'idei katan, still, there is a mitzvah to makdish the animal again once he becomes a gadol. Another nafkamina is that we find in the Keren Ayurah Nazir Daf Taurim and Aleph. The Keren Ayurah says that if someone was makdish the bechor, he can be shoyal on his hektish. That the Keren Ayurah understands that one can be shoyal on his hektish is only because the Keren Ayurah understands that with his hektish, with that there is a mitzvah l'akdishai, there is a new kedusha being chal. And similarly, we find in our Choner and Roshana Daf Vavim Abeis, and in the Charedim Perek Dawud Ois Yed Ches. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Milchas Adar Malacha Tesvav, says the following halacha. The Rambam says that if one has basar bechor in front of him, and he was matfis other basar, in the basar bechor with nei zrikas hadam, hareza asar. Such atfasa is considered atfasa, but such atfasa is only considered atfasa before zrika. if one is matvis and basar bechar after his rika, the atfasa is not a good atfasa. The Ravid asks, if the Rambam understands that a rare like bechar is not a atfasa, like the sheet of Rabbi Huda, because we consider a bechar a dover ha'asar, not a dover another, what is the pshat? That if it was basar bechar in front of him before his rika stam, that then the atfasa is a good atfasa. And the Ravid goes on to ask that if we say that the atfasa is a good atfasa, then the atfasa should be a good atfasa even after Zrikas Hadam, since we should say Bikara Kamatvis, and since we should say Bikara Kamatvis, for that reason the atfasa should work even after Zrika, just like atfasa works by Basar Shomim Lachar Zrika, since we say Bikara Kamatvis. These are the two kashas that the Ravid asks on the Rambam. To explain the Shita of the Rambam, we find that the Kesef Mishnah brings down B'Shem Rav Avram ben Arambam. The Rav Avram ben Arambam explains the Rambam as follows, that there is a big difference if someone is matvis in a Bechor, or someone is matvis in the Basar of Bechor Hamunach Lefonav Kodem Zrikas Damim. Someone that is matvis in a Bechor, he's matvis bedover she'enei nider, he's matvis bedover ha'asar. He's being matvis in something that one cannot be nider. On the other hand, if someone is matvis in Basar Bechor, since Basar Bechor is dinay kedim Basar Shomim, Shomim is something which is neither, and for that reason it is considered that he's being matvis bedover hanader. Now to explain the Shita of Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, we find a few mehalchim in the Achreinim. The Brisker Rav explains the Shita of Avram ben Arambam as follows, that for every Bechor, a Bechor has two Kedushas. First of all, it has Kedushas Bechor, and second of all, it has Kedushas Karbin. A Bechor is like any other Karbin. As far as the Kedushas Bechor that the animal has, Kedushas Bechor is not something that comes b'neder u'nedava. And therefore, as far as Kedushas Bechor is concerned, Kedushas Bechor is considered a davar asar, not a davar anader. On the other hand, as far as the Kedushas Karbin that a Bechor has, the Bechor has the same Kedushas Karbin that any Karbin has. And since one can be neider manadav a Karbin, for that reason the Kedushas Karbin that a Bechor has is considered a Dover Anadar and not a Dover Asar. Since Kedushas Karbin is Ba ben Neder and a Dover, which according to the Rambam, qualifies for something to be considered a Dover Anadar. As the Rambam explains our Gemara, that our Gemara says, that Chatas and Asham are considered a Dover Anadar, since they are Bab and Nadir and Adava, does not mean that they come through Afrasha. But rather, the Gemara means that the reason why they are considered a Zavar Anadir is because one can be Nadir a Chatas by a Chatas Nazir, and so too an Asham by an Asham Nazir Tameh. And for that reason, the Kedushas Karbin that this Bechor has, even though the Kedushas Karbin is a Kedusha that came by itself, he was not Makdish, the Bechor Kedushas Karbin, but still, Kedushas Karbin is something that comes b'neder and a dover, and for that reason, Kedushas Karbin is considered a dover anoder and not a dover ha'aser. For that reason, the Biskurov goes on to say that that is a pshat in the Rambam. That is why the Rambam differentiates between harei like a bechor, and in a case when someone has basar bechor in front of him, and he says that an other piece of basar should be like the basar bechor. When someone says harei like a bechor, he's being matvis in the Kedushas Bechor. And since he's being matvis in the Kedushas Bechor, for that reason we say that the atfasa is not a good atfasa, since Kedushas Bechor is a davar ha'asar and not a davar ha'nader. On the other hand, when he has basar Bechor in front of him and he says zeh kazeh, then we say that he's being matvis in the Kedushas Karbin that the Bechor has. And as far as Kedushas Karbin is concerned, the Kedushas Karbin is considered a davar ha'nader. According to the Biskarov, that the Rambam differentiates between a Reilai Kebechor and Basar, which is Munach Lefon of Basar Bechor, which is in front of him, is not because it is Basar Bechor, which is in front of him. Even if one had an actual Bechor in front of him before Shechita, and one would say Zeh Kazeh, according to the Biskarov, the Rambam would understand that that Hatfasa is a good Hatfasa, as long as he did not mention the word Bechor. Then we say that atfasa is taking place in the Kedushas Karbin that the Bechor has, and not only in the Kedushas Bechor that the Bechor has. Only if one says, Harei like a Bechor, is there a problem that then he's being matvis in the Kedushas Bechor and not in the Kedushas Karbin, and for that reason that atfasa is not a good atfasa. That is how the Briskvav explains Rav Ram ben Arambam and the sheets of the Rambam. In other Mahalach is that we find by Rav Shmuel and Simon Yud Beis. The Rav Shmuel explains that the Rambam says Basar is Dafka. And that Atfasa works in Basar is because La'achar Shchitza it is Chal and Isser on the Basar, just like it is Chal and Isser on all Basar by all Korbanis. The one is not allowed to eat the Basar till after Zrika. That Isser is not a special Isser that is Miyucha to Bechor, but rather that is a general Isser that all Korbanis have that after Shchitza, one is not allowed to eat the Basar till after Zrika. And as Reb Shmuel proves from the Rosh before in Daf Hidal from a base, such an Isser is considered a Zavar Hanodar. And since that Isser is not a special Isser that only a Bechor has, but rather it is an Isser that all Korbanis have, for that reason that Isser, even by Bechor, is considered a Zavar Hanodar. And for that reason, the Rambam differentiates between a Rei like a Bechor and if one has Basar in front of him. If someone says a Rei like a Bechor, then the Atfasa is not a good Atfasa. On the other hand, if one has Basar, Bechor in front of him, and he says Zekazeh, then the Atfasa is taking place in the Isser that the Basar has, that one cannot eat the Basar before Zrika, which again, that Isser is considered a Zavar Anodar and not a Davar HaAsar. According to Reb Shmuel, that the Rambam says when has Basar Bechor in front of him is Dafka. It is only by Basar that we say that there is an Isser not to eat the Basar before Zrika, which again, that Isser is considered a Davar Anodar, and for that reason, such Atfasa works. Rabbi Chanan in Chiveres HaRatayah and Sotu we find in the Sefer Simchas HaChag Simen Chaf explain the Rambam differently. As we mentioned before, the Rambam understands that we say that one can only be matvis b'davar anodar, in order to be considered a davar anodar, it is not enough that the person created the chalois iser, that the person created the kedusha. As the Rambam explains that even chatas anashim, that and chatas anashim are considered a davar anodar, is only because one can be neider a chatas anashim by a chatas nazir and an asham nazir. If not for the fact that one can be neider a chatas or an asham by a nazir, a chatas and asham would not be considered a davar anodar, even though he is the one who is being makdish the animal b'kedushas chatas v'asham. And for that reason, one can say that the Rambam understands that when someone says harei like a bechor, even if there is a mitzvah k'dishai, and with that he is makdish the animal, now the animal has kedushas bechor because of two reasons. First of all, because it was Kaddish Mimeimai, and second of all, because of his Hektish, but still it will not be considered a Dover Anodar, since a Bechor cannot be brought B'Neder or B'Nedava. And therefore, just like Chatas and Asham, if not for the fact that one can have a Chatas Nazar and Asham Nazar, would not be considered a Dover Anodar, so too a Bechor, even if there is a Mitzvah Akhtisha, will not be considered a Dover Anodar. But that is only as far as that Fasa of Areya like a Bechor is concerned. As we mentioned in our previous Shir and Daf Yud Beis, there are two types of Atfasa. There is Atfasa that one is recreating an Isser. For example, if someone says Harei like a carbon, he is recreating an Isser carbon on this object. But then there is another Atfasa as well. There is another Atfasa that one is extending the previous Isser to include a new object. That the Rambam understands that only something that comes b'neder or b'nedava is considered a davar anodar is only as far as that fasa of recreating an isser. As far as recreating an isser, then we say that one can only recreate an isser if one has the ability to create the isser without any underlying chiyuv. Any isser that one can only create if there is an underlying chiyuv, then one cannot possibly recreate that isser. For that reason, if someone says areya like a chatas v'kaasham, That recreating an Isser Chatas and Asham works is only because one has the ability to create an Isser Chatas and Asham by Nazir without an underlying Chiyuv. On the other hand, by Bechor, even if one has the ability to create a Kedushas Bechor, but still, that one has the ability to create a Kedushas Bechor is only if there is an underlying Chiyuv. A Bechor is not something that can be brought B'Neder or B'Nedava, and therefore one cannot recreate a Kedushas Bechor. And for that reason, if someone says Harei like a Bechor, that Atfasa is not a good Atfasa. But as far as Atfasa of extension is concerned, that one is extending a previous kedusha, a previous iser to include a new object, as long as there is a mitzvah akdishai. And for that reason, we do not consider a bechar like basar chazir, or a basar that is only aser be'iser teriyah. For that reason, if one has a bechar in front of him, and he says zeh kazeh, which is that tvasa of extension, that tvasa of extension will work even by bechar. But as far as that tvasa of extension is concerned, that tvasa of extension only works if one has something which is actually aser, after zrika, that there is no longer any bechar which has yisurim. One cannot possibly be matvis in that bechar based on that we say bikaraka matvis, since as far as hatfas of extension is concerned, there is no longer any yisurim left to extend from. That is how the Simchas HaChag and similarly in Rabbi Chanan explain the shita of the Rambam. But now one has to know, based on the Rambam, what is the pshat in Rabbi Yaakov? What is the pshat? Rabbi Yaakov says, "Arei like a bechor." Rabbi Yaakov says one is aser, the atfasa is a good atfasa, based on that there is a mitzvah akdishai. Even if there is a mitzvah akdishai, but still, a bechor should not be considered a davar another, since a bechor cannot be brought b'neder or b'nedava. So according to the Rambam, one has to say as follows, that the Rambam understands that according to Rabbi Yaakov, that Rabbi Yaakov says that there is a mitzvah akdishai, with his hekdesh, he is creating a new kedusha. And this new kedusha that is being created with his hekdesh is not a kedushas bechor. But rather, as we said before, according to the sheet of the Machna Ephraim, the kedusha that is being created is a kedushas kachim kalim. And since the kedusha that is being created is a kedushas kachim kalim, for that reason we say that a bechor is considered a davar hanodor, since kedushas kachim kalim is something that comes b'neder oy b'nedava. That is a chira, how one can explain our Gemara according to the sheet of the Rambam. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah on Obey says the following halacha: Ha'imer l'chaveroi koinem pi medaber imcha, yodai oise imcha, raglai maleches imcha aser. The Gemara asks, Uraminu, Ha'imer b'shvuais, mei b'nedarim b'nedarim b'shvuais, Ha'imer b'nedarim sh'nedarim chalan al mitzvah k'birishos, Mashen came b'shvuas, v'choymer b'shvuas, ha'shvuas chalais al davar sheyesh bei mamish v'shein bei mamish. Mashen came b'nedarim, nedarim are only chalain al davar sheyesh bei mamish. So how can our Mishnah say that if someone says, koinem pi mendaber imcha, yada yis imcha, raglai maleches imcha aser, l'chaya, it is a davar sheyin bei mamish, and nedarim are only chalain al davar sheyesh bei mamish. Rav Yehuda answers the kasha by saying, ba'imer yaser pila diburi. Which Rishonim explained to mean that when one says, we consider as if he says, and all those things are considered Dvarim Sheyesh Be'amamish. The Ran and the other Rishonim ask the following kasha: why don't our Gemara say that even though Nedarim are not Chon al Davar Sheyim Be'amamish, still there is an Isser Drabanon? Like the Gemara says later in the Aftes Vavim at Aleph. If so, let the Gemara explain our Mishnah that if someone says, Koinim pi medabrim chayoda yisim charagwai malachesim chaser, means to say that one is aser medrabanon, even though they are considered dvarim shein be'amamish. The Ran answers the Kasha by saying that the Gemara could have said that the Mishnah says aser means aser medrabanon. That the Gemara said that with the Lushainus of our Mishnah, it is considered as if he's being Noider B'davar Sheish Pei Mamish, is because Koshto Demilsa Nokat. That is the Emes. That in the cases of our Mishnah, it is considered that he's being Noider B'davar Sheish Pei Mamish. But even had they been considered Varim Shein Pei Mamish, they would still be Asurim Midrabanon. The Rashba on the other end argues, and the Rashba says that as far as the halachas of our Mishnah are concerned, had they been considered dvarim shein be'mamish, there would not be an iser midrabanon. As the Rashba says, v'oid nira li dleika bal yachel v'davar shein be'mamish v'shaloi bal oilam. V'chir, one can explain the Rashba, that the Rashba means to say that since it is a davar shein be'mamish, since he is not asering his piv and his yad and his regal, he is only asering his dibur, asiyah and hiluch, Dibur, Asiya, and Hiluch are not yet ba'olam. And as the Gemara later on says, one cannot aser davar shaloi ba'olam al chaveroi. And since in our Mishnah he is asering a davar shaloi ba'olam al chaveroi, For that reason, the neder is not considered a neder even midrabanan. Based on that, that one cannot aser a davar shaloi ba loyom al chaveroi. But in the Shara Melech in Perek Gimel Mehilchas Nedar Melech Yod and Sot, we find in Bekiveger and Shulchan Aruch Yerodeus and Reishit Gimel Sef Aleph, one sees that the Shara Melech and Bekiveger understood the Rashba not like this. They understand Veshitas HaRashba, that the Rashba understands even the Midrabanan. One can be neider b'davar shein b'mamish, but that is only as far as the person himself is concerned. One has the ability to ask for himself b'davar shein b'mamish, but one cannot aser his friends b'davar shein b'mamish. And so too, Rabbi Kiveger is medayik in the Rambam in Perakimom Hilchas Nedarim Halachi Beis, that the Rambam says a neider b'dvarim shein b'mamish va'asron af al pi shein another chalei and me'mayun lo shi'inig b'yheter hayo va'asar atzmai b'hen. From that, the Rambam says, "Hayo va'asar atzmai ben." Rabbi Kiveger is medayik that pidvorim shein ben mamish, a person only has the ability to aser himself in those dvorim shein ben mamish. A person cannot aser chaveri pidvorim shein ben mamish. But now one has to know what is the pshat that, as far as dvorim shein ben mamish are concerned, a person can only aser himself pidvorim shein ben mamish, and a person cannot aser his friend pidvorim shein ben mamish, according to the Rashba and the Rambam. So here one can explain the Shita of the Rambam and Rashba based on that we mentioned before in our Shir and Afav. That the Ritva Shita is that, as far as Yadis are concerned, even though there is an Isser Midrabanan Bidvarim Shem Ben Mamish, if one was Neder Bidvarim Shem Ben Mamish, but that is only if one was Neder a complete Neder Bidvarim Shem Ben Mamish. As far as Yadis are concerned, if one made a yad of a neder b'dvarim shein ben mamish, he is not even aser midrabanan. As we explain, pshat in the Ritva is that the Ritva understands that we say the midrabanan, there is an iser b'dvarim shein ben mamish, does not mean the Rabbanan went and said the midrabanan, a neder b'dvarim shein ben mamish, is considered a regular neder, but rather Rabbanan were mechadish and u'iser. Rabbanan were mechadish and u'iser that one has to keep his word. Whatever one said, one has to keep his word, and even though he was neder b'dvarim shein ben mamish, and his nether is not considered a nether, still one has to keep his word. And for the reason the Ritva understands, that isser midrabanan only applies to if one made a complete nether. If one only made a yad of a nether, even though a yad of a nether is considered a nether, but still, since one did not say a complete dibur, there is no halacha. We can't tell him you have to keep your word, since he did not say a complete dibur. And for the reason one can say that the Rambam and the Rashba understand that, since the whole halacha, that midrabanan, there is an iser if one was neider b'dvarim shein ben mamish, is because there is halacha that midrabanan, one has to keep his word, that only applies to the one who actually made the neder. He cannot possibly aser someone else b'dvarim shein ben mamish. Since again, even midrabanan, there is no neder taking place. That is a chaya. How one can explain the Shita of the Rambam and the Rashba. But if one looks carefully at the Lashon and the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam understands that the reason why this Isser of Dvarim Shein Ben Mamish only applies to the one who made the Neder himself, because of a different reason. The Rambam says, Af al pi she'ena neder chalaleim Dvarim Shein Ben Mamish, still ein meyun lei she'yineg ben heter hayo va'asar atzmei bahen. From that, the Rambam uses the Lashon, that in Meirin Loi Sheyinag Ban Heter, one sees that the Rambam has a different understanding as far as the Isser, if one was Neider B'Dover Shein Bei Mamish. The Gemara after Svavim and Aleph, which says that there is an Isser Midrabanan B'Dover Shein Bei Mamish, goes on to bring the following Raya. The Gemara brings down the following Braisa, Dvorim Hamutorim V'Achirim Nogu Ban Isser, Iyata Yochol Atiron B'Fneim Sheneimar Loyachel Dvorei. Rashi explains the Gemara that he is over on Bal Yachel Midrabanan, and he is Chayiv Malkus Midrabanan for that he is over on Bal Yachel. That the Gemara brings down the Braisa Dvorim Hamutarim V'Achirim Nogu Ben Isser, the Gemara is proving that it is possible to be over on Bal Yachel Midrabanan, just like we find by Dvorim Hamutarim V'Achirim Nogu Ben Isser. The Ran explains the Gemara differently. The Ran explains the Gemara that the Gemara says one is over on Bal Yachel Midrabanan is not an Isser Gomer of Bal Yachel. Even Midrabanan, one is not over on the Isser of Bal Yachel, but rather the Isser is based on Bal Yachel. The Gemara is bringing down the Braisa Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nogu B'Hanisr to explain that even where we find the Lashon Balyachel, that does not mean that he is over on the Isser Balyachel itself, but rather all it can mean is that he is over on an Isser which is based on Balyachel. And for that reason, the Gemara brought down the Braisa Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nogu B'Hanisr to show that even though over there it says one is over an Isser Balyachel, it just means that he is over on an Isser which is based on Balyachel. Tesis learns the Gemara differently. Tesis asks the following kash on the Gemara. What is the connection between Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nogu B'Hanisr to the case that one was neider b'dover shein by mamish? Tesis answers the kasha by saying that when someone is neider b'dover shein by mamish, since he was mechaven lesser atzmai gam b'dover shein by mamish, enucha nagu boy gadol mizeh. From Tesis one sees that the iser drabonon, when one made a neder b'dover shein by mamish, is the same iser of dvarim hamutarim v'acherim nagu by iser. And for that reason, the Gemara brings down the braisa of dvarim hamutarim v'acherim nagu ban iser, because that is the iser if one was neider b'dover shein by mamish. Just like there is an iser of acherim nagu by iser, if one was neider b'dover shein by mamish, it is as if he was noyig iser b'dvarim hamutarim. And for that reason, we find that the Rambam, when he explains the iser if one was neider b'dover shein by mamish, the Rambam uses the same lashon that the Gemara says by Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nogu B'Yisr, just like the Gemara. By Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nogu B'Yisr, the Gemara says, Ematirin Oisei Bifneim. So too the Rambam says, if one was neider b'dover shein b'mamer shein meirin lo sheyineg ba'an heter, since both these surim are the same iser. And for that reason, one can explain that the Rambam understands that if one was neider b'dover shein b'mamish, only he himself is aser, since the iser is based on the halacha dvarim hamutarim v'acherim nagu b'iser, that only those that were noig iser are aser. One cannot possibly make an iser on anyone else. Another way with which one can explain the shita of the Rashba, who understands that as far as a neder b'dover shein b'mamish, only he himself becomes aser, and one cannot possibly aser someone else with a neder b'dover shein b'mamish, is by saying that midrabbanan, what Rabbanan said was, is that b'dover shein b'mamish, even though it cannot be chal nisr chefza, still it will be chal nisr gavra. And since when one is neder b'dover shein b'mamish, what is chal is nisr gavra, not a nisr chefza, for that reason only the neder himself can become aser b'dover shein b'mamish. No one else can become aser b'dover shein b'mamish. That we find that with a neder one can aser an object on someone else is only because a neder is an iser chefza, and he is making the chefza into chefza the isur relative to someone else. But by a neder b'dover shein b'mamish, that there is no chefza, all there is an iser gavra, only he himself will become aser and no one else. So again, that we find a machlokes in our sugya between the Ran and the Rashba. If one was neider b'dover shein b'mamish, if midrabbanan one has the ability to aser someone else with his neder b'dover shein b'mamish or not, that the Ran understands with his neder one can aser someone else b'dover shein b'mamish. On the other hand, the Rambam and the Rashba understand that one cannot aser someone else b'dover shein b'mamish, even midrabbanan. One sees that the Ran understands that midrabbanan, Rabbanan said we consider dibur, hiluch, and asiyah as a dover sheyesh b'mamish, and the neder is chal on the dibur, hiluch, and asiyah. And for that reason, one can aser dibur, hiluch, and asiyah on someone else as well. On the other hand, the Rambam and the Rashba understand that even midrabbanan, we do not consider dibur, hiluch, asiyah as a chevtza on which it can be chal the iser neder. And for that reason, one cannot possibly aser someone else when he is neder v'dover shein b'mamish. But now one has to understand, we find in the Rashba later on and after Svavim Rebeis, the Gemara says one has the ability to aser the tashmish of his isha on him by saying hanoas tashmish chalai, that then the neder is chal. The Rishonim ask, v'chira, the neder is only a neder midrabbanan, since hanoas tashmish is considered a dover shein b'mamish, and since it is only midrabbanan, how is a neder chal to be mevatel mitzvas eino mitzvas pruvu? The Ran and the Rashba both answer that since the neder is chal midrabbanan, memeila the mitzvahs are batal. Since we say that Chachamim have a koyach to be oikir dover min ha-Torah b'sheva al-ta'ase. L'chayra that we say the Rabbanon have a koyach to be oikir dover min ha-Torah b'sheva al-ta'ase is only because we say that the Rabbanon, even though the neder is a neder b'dover shem b'mamish, still it is considered a neder. And just like a neder min ha-Torah has the ability to be oikir and mevatel a mitzvah, so too a neder min ha-Rabbanon has the ability to be oikir and mevatel a mitzvah. But that a neder min ha-Torah has the ability to be oikir and mevatel a mitzvah is, as Rishonim explain, because a neder is an iser chevtza. And since a neder is an iser chevtza, for that reason a neder has the ability to mevatel a dvar mitzvah. This neder min ha-Rabbanon is l'chayra only an iser gavra according to the Rashba. It is not an iser chevtza. And if it is not an iser chevtza, how can this neder midrabanan be mevatel dvar mitzvah? It should be like any shvua, that even a shvua min ha-Torah is not mevatel dvar mitzvah. So chayra from the Rashba and after Tesvav, one sees that the Rashba agrees to the Ran that midrabanan, it is considered a chevtza. Rabbanan said that dibur, hiwach, and asiyah, and so too tashmish are considered a chevtza, and the neder is chal on that chevtza. And for that reason, the neder midrabanan has the ability to mevatel dvar mitzvah. But if so, again, one has to understand what is the pshat in the Rashba, that the Rashba says that with one's neder bedover shemimamish, one cannot aser someone else. So l'chayra, to explain the shita of the Rashba, one has to explain the Rashba differently. That by every neder, as you mentioned in our shir and daf base, there are two possible ways how one can understand neder. Either one can understand neder that with the parasha of nedarim, he's creating an iser on a specific object. He's taking an object which was previously mutter and making that object aser. That is one way how one can understand the parasha of nedarim. Another way how one can explain the parasha of nedarim is by saying that by nedarim, the person is makabel upon himself to act in a certain way relative to the chefetz, to treat the chefetz as if the chefetz is a chefetz yisura. And then the Torah goes and creates an iser on that chefetz. L'chayra, one can say that by every neder, the Rashba understands that what someone is doing is that he is creating an iser chefetz. He is taking a chefetz that was mutter and making that chefetz aser. But that only works with davar sheyesh bei mamish. As far as a davar shein bei mamish is concerned, all he is doing is that he is being mechayev himself to treat and act towards the chefetz in a certain way. And in mewa the chefetz becomes aser. And in mewa madir abonon, this davar shein bei mamish becomes aser. But that we say, that one has the ability with the parasha of nedarim to take an object and make an object aser on someone else, is only if with the parasha of nedarim he's creating an iser on the object, and therefore he can make the object into a chevta di sura relative to someone else. But as far as a neder bedavar shein bei mamish, that he is not creating an iser on the chefetz, all he is doing is accepting upon himself to act towards the davar shein bei mamish in a certain way. For that reason, the iser on the chefetz bedavar shein bei mamish cannot possibly affect anyone else. Only the neder himself will be aser, and no one else. That is a chayra how one can explain the shita of the Rashba.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.